For more than 2,500 years, the creation of a mandala begins in much the same way. A mandala is a geometric pattern with circular designs, shapes, and lines, meaning circle or center. Mandalas are significant in Buddhism and are used in spiritual traditions to symbolize the universe and in meditation. Serin Dawa, a Tibetan monk from Gaden Monastery in South India, became a monk at the age of 10, and he will dedicate the rest of his life to his religion.
The life of Buddhist monk is the whole life. Their purpose is to practice all those Buddhist practice and make their life meaningful and give example to be a good monk, good human beings.
After blessing colored sand and tools, Dawa and other monks begin to place intricate patterns on a surface.
The sand mandala is the create the many beautiful designs made by the sand, and this practice is taught by the Buddha himself when he was alive, and it is very old, traditional. The benefit of the sand mandala is purify all the negative energy and create the more positive energy, and also the people come to see, and that time people also get blessing, also purify all the negative energy, negative karma, and also the purify all the disease, and it make us the refresh our body and mind.
The designs deeply embedded in the minds of the monks came to life as the sound of a metal stick rattling in a sand-filled tube. The rhythmic sound can last many hours, a mesmerizing backdrop as the monks meticulously craft their mandalas, just as the first Buddhist monk did centuries ago. Joseph Benson, now the tour director of the 2023-24 Gaden Shardset Tour, used to work as an event promoter in Omaha. One day he started driving a monk's tour, which led to a whole new lifestyle for him.
This is my third tour driving the monks, my first tour organizing the monks. I've been involved with culture in Omaha by way of punk rock, jazz, soul music, and getting involved with the monks about 10 years ago. I drove a tour for about a year and a half, and then I drove another tour for about a year. So I've lived with monks as brothers. Been on the road 7 months, and we have about five more.
The monks toured the U.S. to share their wisdom and to demonstrate the intricate artwork of making a mandala, which takes hours to complete only to be dissolved at the end as part of the ritual.
The reality is impermanent, but we want it permanent. So that's why we fall in the suffering. And also the impermanence teach us that everything is impermanent. When it's alive, we should take the advantage of it.
They also offer butter sculpture demos, land, house, and business blessing, and lectures in exchange for donations. The donations will help them raise funds for building a much-needed extra rooms in their monastery. The Gaden Shardset Tour is in Omaha until June 22nd, with different events over at Drips Botanical Elements on 1822 Vinton Street. More information at dripsbotanical.com. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.